This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Elsewhere in the international movement of goods and services, Japan and the European Union announced a trade deal today covering 10% of the world's population and 40% or so of global trade, which got us thinking about the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, our proposed free trade agreement with the European Union. Yeah, it kind of got lost in that whole us pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership thing, didn't it? We sent Marketplace's Ryan Kailath to find out what's going on.
Depending who you ask, the U.S. trade agreement with Europe is either dead in the water or buried in a deep, deep freeze.
Nobody wants to say this thing is over, but Trump's America First policies, his insults to Germany, make it really hard to imagine how negotiations could go.
Carolyn Freund of the Peterson Institute says classic trade deals are about cutting tariffs, making trade cheaper. But tariffs between the U.S. and Europe are already pretty low. The big innovation of TTIP, she says, was on product regulations.
If you've ever driven a car in Europe, you probably didn't really notice very many differences.
But there are tons of different little safety rules, she says, about window thickness or the placement of lights.
This means that producers have to produce two of each model, a Ford Fusion for the U.S. and a Ford Fusion for Europe.
TTIP would have solved this problem, not just for cars, but pharmaceuticals, machinery, and a bunch of other industries. But talks started to fall apart over food safety standards. Then came the election of trade deal bashing President Trump.
Trump's position on trade has made it easier for the Europeans to do deals with other countries.
Edward Alden of the Council on Foreign Relations says on trade deals, the U.S. has always been the belle of the ball. But if we don't want to dance with Europe,
they're going to go find other partners to dance with. They're dancing with the Japanese. They're going to dance with the Indians and the Chinese.
This is what makes the EU-Japan deal signed today so interesting, Alden says. And such a long-term threat to the U.S.
Either the United States is busy writing the rules for the next generation of global commerce, or you get out the way Trump wants to do, and you quickly become irrelevant.
Passing TTIP would be tough under a trade-friendly president. Under Trump, it might be nearly impossible. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.